from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Boom. Go on. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Coming in at number one, pictures of Wills and Kate shopping at their local farm shop have failed to silence online trolls who've speculated that the woman in the images is a body double.
Oh, she can't win.
She cannot win.
You, weren't you just saying it doesn't look like her?
It doesn't really look like her. Well, I don't think it looks like she normally looks, but she just looks different.
She looks super light, but it looks like it's her to me.
Yeah, I think so.
People I can't even believe we're having this conversation. No, no, of course it's her.
It's obviously her.
There are also Christmas decorations behind suggesting that it was like old footage or something.
Oh, my God. I can't even deal with this anymore.
The whole thing's really weird, though.
It is weird.
It's because this is what happens if you don't give these animals a story.
Yeah, but they said from the start she won't be, she'll be resting until Easter.
Why doesn't she just go out on the balcony, have a little wave with the family for 5 minutes?
Why should she?
Well, I'm just, well, it could just end the whole speculation.
But I suppose if you're not involved in the speculation, you're not ending it.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt that she's reading any of this.
Yeah.
She'd be well past that. Surely to God she doesn't read stuff about herself.
Oh, gee, that'd be awful if she did.
She'd be aware that it's happening, but she wouldn't be aware of the intensity of it, I doubt.
Yeah.
And it is that old thing. If you don't give these tiny animals who write all this rubbish a story, like they demand it from you, like somehow you're expected to kowtow to them and have no privacy in your life whatsoever because some idiot's filling inches in a column in a paper that no one's read because it's a shit rag.
Shit. Good little monologue from you there.
Yeah. Right, that's
a strong start on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good. Coming in at two, a major new study has found that heart disease is no longer the leading cause of poor health.
Oh.
Conditions affecting the nervous system, such as strokes, migraines, and dementia, have become the number one cause of disease. I always feel sorry for people who suffer from migraines.
Yeah.
I've never had a full migraine where it's like lights out.
I've had one.
I've had one as well. It's awful.
They sound totally debilitating.
Go into a dark room and...
You actually can't see.
You can't do anything.
And is there nausea attached with it as well?
Yeah.
I had that long time ago.
They're tough.
Troy in the dark room.
What else did you do in there? You can't have just had a headache. There must have been 2 or 3 minutes of relief in that dark room.
I had an eye mask on.
Well, you don't have to see it. You should know where it is. Roughly.
And you didn't need a gag.
No, I didn't need
that. You need a pool ball in your mouth.
No, I didn't need that.
That's not a migraine.
No. You're quite right, Mark.
I'm sorry, Troy.
I'll have to reflect.
Release the gimp!
I'll have to reflect on that next time.
Troy comes out with a pool ball in his mouth.
So dark in here.
It's so dark.
Gee, how did this become Troy being a...
That's fine. Point three.
According to reports, British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been formally offered the chance to take over from the current Bond star Daniel Craig. Eon Productions, which makes the films, is on course to start shooting this year.
Yeah.
A source, we don't know who the source is, of course, has told The Sun, Bond is Aaron's job should he wish to accept it. The formal offer is on the table and they're waiting to hear back.
Right.
Well, that'll be easily ruled in or out.
Mm.
So who is this kid?
I think it's a great call.
He's handsome.
Have you seen Bullet Train?
Yes, I've seen Bullet Train.
Yeah, he plays one of the brothers, Tangerine or Orange, I can't remember their character's name.
Oh, right.
And he's really good in that and it's Bond-esque.
There's an interesting thing. I only know about his private life with his wife, who is much, much, much older than him. And he was 18.
In the same as Deborah Lee Furness, sort of Hugh Jackman?
No, he was 18 when they got together and she was like 42.
Oh, Jesus.
Like the French president.
Yeah.
We'll bet if we scratch the surface, we'll find out he lost his mum somewhere along the way.
Well,
that's usually what happens when 18-year-olds date 42-year-old women. They're replacing their mother.
30 seconds, Marty.
Richard Simmons apologised for saying he was dying. Qantas customers have been warned they'll be slapped a 17% price hike to access the airline's domestic club lounges from next month.
Oh, that's the Qantas Club if you pay to be a part of it.
Oh, how revolting. Tasmanian AFL boss says Warner Brothers didn't know the Tassie Devil is a real animal when the team battled the entertainment giant for the right to use the name.
Top six at six.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.